5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your username. I don't know why I said that.
Well, you can use your username. That's fine.
Yeah. Or if you prefer to be anonymous, your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. Also, guys, I'm hosting the class this month.
Yes.
And I'm very, very excited about it. And that is going to be on the 22nd at 6 p.m. EST. It's going to be on working with deities, like dipping your toes in. We're going to go over like the different beliefs, well, some of the different belief systems when it comes to working with deities and how that all works and how you can, you know, start your relationship with the deity if you so choose. But it is an hour and a half long class, so keep that in mind. I'll hopefully drop a lot of good information on you guys and give you a little activity to do as well.
Perfect.
Especially if you're a spellcaster. Your box is going to go along with what we're doing the class about. So
woo-hoo!
Perfect.
We're trying to do more of that. We'll see if we can manage it. Yeah, so this week we're going to listen to some of your voicemails. Did you already tell them our voicemail number?
Oh, no, I did not.
That's okay.
Well,
so
we have
a voicemail. We are going to be reading them. Also, you can send us your stories via text to the same number. So if you're not wanting to email us and you just rather use like voice to text or something, you can also text it. The number is 351-207-0799. You can leave us your stories, your tips, just anything that you think the community would love to hear. That being said, we have a couple of voicemails today. This one I'm really excited about because I don't believe at any point they say their name, but they do let us know that they're drunk. And that makes me very happy. So
I'm very excited to hear those.
Hi again, guys. So I have previously left a message and said that was my only paranormal experience, but my boyfriend actually has a great one from when we were living in North Carolina, and my dog is already whining because he's scared. So sorry if you hear that in the background. So basically we lived in a valley for a period of time that was right next to a graveyard. And I don't know if you guys have heard about how the Appalachians, they're real haunted. And in this particular valley, people had lived there for like thousands of years pre-colonization, so no surprise there's a lot of activity. But something that my boyfriend saw was when he was driving home one night and there was some bright light behind him. He thought he was like being tailgated by a motorcycle, and then it just kind of dipped off into the woods and disappeared, and he was like, oh. So that's pretty much it. But in that area, my landlord had said she had seen orbs like that before, doing like coordinated dances.
What?
So I think it was the fairies, maybe, or maybe some dead people just kind of having a good old time in the afterlife. But yeah, so I had an IPA. So sorry. This is a little... But love the pod and happy Halloween.
That was amazing. That was a 12 out of 10. I don't know who you are, babe, but we are queens. We are stans to you, queen.
No, all right, you hear that a lot, like the lights happening.
The orbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over there. So
also, we are still catching up from some of the Halloween ones, which is why it's still so they're saying happy Halloween. Just
every day's Halloween. It's fine. Yeah.
So just be warned, folks. We also have two from John, I think, from our Discord. So we're gonna do this one, and then we're gonna do the ones from John, and then I think that's all we'll have time for this week.
Okay.
So on to the next one.
Hey guys, my name is Santina, and I have a couple creepy stories about me playing the Ouija board in my dorm when I was 18. And so my best friend at the time and I, we lived in the same dorm together, and my friend group at the time was really fascinated by Ouija boards. Everyone was getting into witchy things if they weren't already involved. And for the longest time, we could not get the Ouija board to work. So then we decided to play it in my dorm. And keep in mind, supposedly somebody died in my dorm hall, and I'm not sure exactly which room, but that didn't seem to scare us. So my best friend at the time and I, we started playing the Ouija board all day, and it was on a Sunday. And, you know, the Ouija board tried to act like it was my dead grandfather. It tried to act like it was, as funny as it is, Lil Pete. And it finally came to a point to where it kind of wasn't funny anymore and more so scary, because the Ouija board started exposing my friend's boyfriend at the time, who either cheated on her or was planning to cheat on her. And I had no idea about any of that. And then the Ouija board also exposed my friend's mother for cheating on her father. And we have been best friends since we were in third grade, and I never knew why her parents got divorced.
Drama.
And the Ouija board just decided to tell me mom cheated.
Oh my God.
We decided to put it away after a while. You know, we did a goodbye ritual and a cleansing ritual after, but there were very dull handprints on our dorm ceiling.
Shut up.
And I was getting woken up in the middle of the night by my drawers slamming after that. And then COVID happened not too short after, so I wasn't in that dorm for that much longer, but I don't know how creepy that was. But it was pretty
That's fucking terrifying. Also, Lil Peep, what?
I like how we have a modern ghost. Not only did they come with the modern references, but they came with hot tea and gossip. We're
oh
so ready.
Oh my God, they're like, I heard a rumor.
You guys aren't going to believe this.
That's literally so crazy.
Everyone's like,
That's
where's the, it's Britney bitch
so
ghost.
Crazy.
Here they are. Here they are.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have a couple stories from John, which I'm excited about. John has called us before, and John, A, has really good stories, and two, has a total great radio voice, so I'm super excited for that.
Hi, everybody. It's John calling in, and I have a story that happened about 20 years ago. I had a cousin come to me at a picnic that I was having at the house, and we're talking, and she said, it was nice to see you, you know, last week, and at a store. And I was like, I don't remember, you know, seeing her. And she said, yeah, I saw you at Walmart. And I said, I don't remember seeing you, you know. And she looked at me kind of upset, and she said, you're sure? I said, yeah, I didn't see you. I haven't been to Walmart, you know, in a couple of weeks or months. And she said, I was afraid you were going to say that. And I said, well, what are you talking about? So she says, okay, you're not going to believe this. She said, but I saw you at Walmart, and I waved, and you waved back, and you came over to me, and we started talking. And, you know, just chit-chatting about, you know, life in general. How are you? I'm fine. And after a couple of minutes, you smiled at me and said, who do you think I am? And my cousin said, well, you know, she laughed and she's like, John, I know who you are. And apparently I looked at her right in the eye and I said, I'm not who you think I am. And I turned and walked away.
What?
And she thought I was messing around. And she was waiting for me to turn around and, you know, laugh or joke or something. And I just left. And so she was testing me at the picnic to see if this was, you know, if I'm still carrying this joke on. And I said, no, I wasn't at Walmart. And she said, you have a doppelganger. Huh. And I said, what are you talking about? So she said she did like a deep dive into what this is. And she said, I was a foot away from you. And there is no doubt in my mind that you were at Walmart and we were talking. You had the same mannerisms, same everything. Huh. And I don't know how else to explain it. So I never saw this person. I never met them. I'm kind of glad I didn't. But this type of things happen. If anybody wants to check it out, you can look it and Google it. But apparently, somebody was out there that was like me. So it's kind of a strange thing, but that's my story. Hey, it's John calling back. I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, listening to my story, and I hope you guys all have a great night, and blessed be. Good night.
That's nice.
So, okay, I have a handful of theories on this story. Neither of them are good. You have one hand where it is just an incident where the cousin was totally, like, you know, when like you do have a doppelganger moment and you think you see someone and then you don't, and it's like very confusing.
But it's weird because they were talking like face to face.
Right. And so maybe the cousin was confused, but if the cousin was just confused, what kind of fucking person like allows that to continue? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know. Absolutely agree. It's kind of funny because I have family in Pennsylvania, and we always had a joke in my family that everyone in Pennsylvania looks the same. Mm. Like, and it just, I know, you know, John lives up there, so it makes me laugh being like, well, maybe it's because John, same. I'm just kidding.
You think
John.
It's white people? It's like a white people thing? All white people look identical?
It's that Pennsylvania Dutch, you know, vibe. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. But no, that's creepy.
It's creepy super nonetheless. Creepy. Like, it is really creepy regardless. And then the other side of it is that it is like an actual doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
Like a spirit messing with the cousin, which, like, I'm not saying is impossible, but it is improbable because, like, the amount of energy that would take, but then also what was the purpose of that? I don't know. Yeah. And I also think it's, like, super rude to be, like, if it is a real person, like, just a real person, the cousin had a moment where she, you know, just confused people. We all get confused sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. To allow her to go through that much conversing, I literally can't get over it. To allow her to go through that much conversing and then be like, I'm not who you think I am, and then walk off is so fucking rude.
It is so rude. Yeah, it's still creepy because that means that person stuck around because why for are you that allowing me to for continue the whole conversation.
Talk, you weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So weird.
No. No, thank you.
All right, we have one more story from John.
Hi, aunties. This is Delightfully Damn John calling, and I have a couple of UFO Ooh. Stories for you guys. The first one was when I was really young. The year was 1984, and I was about 10 years old, and I was playing with my cousin at a playground, and he lived in kind of a rural area. There wasn't a lot of houses around. And we were just playing in this playground, just the two of us. And we looked up in the sky. It was kind of cloudy. And we didn't hear anything, but we just, you know, you have that sensation of something being above you. It's just a weird sensation that people get. And we saw this huge black triangular shape just sail just above the clouds. And we were just flabbergasted. I mean, we were like so excited because we were 10 years old. And we just couldn't believe it. You know, we saw a UFO, you know, it was amazing. And so we hopped on our bikes and we raced back to his house and we immediately got out, you know, paper and pen and crayons, and we started drawing what we saw, and we were telling everybody, you know, what it looked like and everything. And everybody was, you know, not really impressed. They just kind of, you know, well, it was probably just a plane, you know, and then we're like, oh no, it didn't look like any plane, you know, we'd ever seen, you know, it didn't make any sound and so on and so forth. Well, of course, you probably know where this is going. Some years passed, and of course, a couple years go by. I think four years go by, so it would be 1988, and it was revealed to the public, the B-2 bomber. So we saw a test flight of that craft. And so it was, you know, later identified what we had seen. We had really seen something. And But I'm telling you this story because I have a second story that I want to share. And so the first UFO was, you know, identified as a military craft. So my second story is something that's unexplained. And it happened much later in life. I was a young adult. The year was 1993. I was fresh out of high school. I was working in a hospital till late at night, about midnight, as a janitor. And I came out one night, and the town that I lived in was, you know, the hospital was... Hi, it's John Delightfully Dan back again with my second part of my UFO story. So I was done working for the night, and I came outside, and I usually just walked home. And so I would look up in the sky, but you really couldn't see much because it was in town. Occasionally you'd see a star or you know, the moon, but it really wasn't a brilliant night sky. Most of the stars were not really visible. So one night I walked out, and I saw this light in the sky. There's no sound, no shape, you know, nothing particular. It was just very large compared to what you would normally see in the sky, like probably about the size of maybe a ping pong ball. I thought, well, gosh, that must be a planet. You know, it's so large. And I stared at it. And the more I stared at it, the more I realized that it wasn't acting like the light that you would see from a planet. It wasn't twinkling. It wasn't
behaving like a planet.
Distortion. It was just solid and almost perfectly, you know, a sphere light. And so my mind raced back to when I was a kid. I'm like, I bet this is a military craft. And, you know, like maybe like a Scion helicopter or something like that. So
I stared at it and was fascinated. And I was like, well, you know, I might be seeing something that's being tested. This is fascinating. And so I'm staring at it, and all of a sudden, the light shrunk. Not like it went out, but like it had pushed its way deep into the stratosphere, like it had just ascended thousands of feet. And it was a very small pinprick light then, like a star, but it was still solid and not twinkling or anything. And so I stared at it, and then it slowly moved across the horizon to the left for a few seconds, and I followed it, and then it stopped, and then it zipped to the right, like at an extraordinary speed. It was just gone, like a shooting star, just zipped all the way across the horizon. And unlike when I was a kid, I was not excited. I was terrified. I just stood there and thought to myself, I have no explanation for what I just saw. It couldn't have been a satellite. They don't move like that. Nothing moves like that. And I walked home looking up at the sky and thinking to myself, I'm not so sure of anything. Okay, John, delightfully damned back again. I just want to end my story. So when I hear anyone's tale about any experience they've had that is unexplainable, I don't doubt them. There's just too much out there that we cannot understand rationally. And so when someone says that they've experienced something through their dreams or even in their waking self, I tend to believe that their experiences are genuine because of what I have experienced. So that's my UFO story. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and you have a wonderful night. Blessed be.
Another great story from John. Another great story from John.
That was good.
That's also freaky as fuck.
It is.
You ever hear about, like, or you, like, especially now because we're living in the age of, like, social media and information. Mm-hmm. Rapid share information. Mm-hmm. Like the people who show things that are like unexplained things in the sky. And it's just like, yeah, but what is it? And I always just assume it's the government. It's always the government because the government absolutely would do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They absolutely would.
Yeah. Yeah. Being a military brat, like on Air Force bases, like, you like, I don't know, it's just normal to see like weird stuff all the time, especially being like, we were on like a major air base like in Germany where there was weird stuff happening all the time. But it really does give you a basis of like, well, no, that was weird. So maybe next time I need TikTok to share my
the TikTok sound. The next time you say the government wouldn't do that, they absolutely would.
I need to share my UFO story sometime too.
Yeah,
John reminded me. Yeah. Maybe next time I'll share the UFO story and then Scarlett's story. I think it'll be good.
Bring Scarlett on. Make Scarlett do it.
Okay.
Make her brain tell her own story.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Scarlett, she's like, come on.
No, thank you.
She'll say, oh my gosh, no thanks.
I'd rather not.
Thank you so much for thinking of me, but absolutely not.
She's like, actually, I have roller derby practice. I will be back in like 5 years.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you all so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. That also actually ends all of our voicemails. So send us your voicemails, send us text stories if you want, whatever floats your boat. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode, which we will have a guest for. Check out our website for links to our submission forums or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coughing Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts, or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special Part 2 exclusive episodes, have a Spill the Month box, and we have a Discord full of discussions. Come join
us. Yes. Yes. So yes. We'll see you next time, which is bye.
See ya. Bye.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.